we thought that the probiotics are an integral part of a poultry production system, and they are being used as a growth promoters, especially when they were used to grow the chicks to a growth birds, right? So that made us to think, why not we use these probiotics early in their life cycle, that is from hatching egg itself. So because it's a source of contamination of salmonella, which can eventually lead to salmonella positive chicks gradually cross contaminating other chicks and the growth birds in the farms, even leading to mass spread contamination of salmonella leading to foodborne outbreaks and stuff.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. BASF provides sustainable, high-performing ingredients that enhance the quality and productivity of your poultry feed. Kerry, proven on the farm, trusted on the plate. Kerry is where technology is made. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org.
Welcome to another episode of the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. I'm your host today, Kelly Walmsley, and I'm joined by Praveen Kasuri. Hey, Praveen, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Dr. Walmsley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So fresh off prelim passing, that exciting. So it's, you know, lots of great things to come. It's kind of like you're on the downhill slope now.
Yeah. I'm just relieved.
Yeah, absolutely. So Praveen, you are, so you're at the University of Connecticut. Give me a little bit about yourself.
So basically, I'm a DVM graduate from India. So after my graduation, I happened to do my master's from University of London in anti-cancer drug discovery and development. So after the pursuing my master's, I went back to India and worked as a government veterinarian for a couple of years, where I happened to work in slaughterhouses, managing the slaughterhouses as a DVM graduate. So there I came across the importance of food safety, the meat inspections, how they really have an importance in controlling these foodborne outbreaks and food safety and public health aspect that made me interested to have pursue a career in food safety. So that made me to apply for a PhD degree at UConn. And right here, I am in my third year PhD at UConn, working on food safety and microbiology.
So let's talk about your research. So you've been working in the area of working with salmonella and pre-harvest salmonella prevention.
It's a combined pipe, complete production salmonella control, which deals with both pre-harvest and post-harvest as well.
Okay. And primarily through the use of probiotics, is that right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the probiotics that you've been using and some of the research that you've done with them.
So before I begin my research, I would like to give a background why we are interested in doing this research or something like that.
Sure.
So according to the CDC, we know that the poultry and poultry-related products account for 47% of these outbreaks in the United States. So it's very crucial to control salmonella in the poultry production pipeline, which helps to control these outbreaks in the United States. So after highlighting this significance, and our lab has been extensively working with probiotics, and these probiotics were found to control salmonella in the table eggs. And they were also found to increase the hatchability and the embryo growth in the hatching eggs and also the muzzle growth in the broilers as well. So based on all these findings, we thought that the probiotics are an integral part of a poultry production system, and they are being used as a growth promoters, especially when they were used to grow the chicks to a growth birds, right? So that made us to think, why not we use these probiotics early in their life cycle, that is from hatching egg itself. So because it's a source of contamination of salmonella, which can eventually lead to salmonella positive chicks gradually cross contaminating other chicks and the growth birds in the farms, even leading to mass spread contamination of salmonella leading to foodborne outbreaks and stuff. So that made us to think and implement this idea in our research project, where we have used two probiotic candidates based on a lot of preliminary studies. So we have used the probiotics to spray the eggs before incubating them, and during the course of incubation. And we have used the probiotics during simulated chick transport, because chick transport is also a major point at which a single contaminated chick may cross-contaminate other chicks as well during transportation. So in order to prevent that salmonella contamination, we have used these probiotics in water replaces, not in a regular water. So after that, we have used the probiotics during growth phase as well, to see the impact of these probiotics, how they have a control on salmonella in this growth phase as well. So to say that from this research study, we had a very fascinating or impressive results from these studies, and the probiotics are really having an effect in controlling salmonella all throughout, from the hatcheries to the growth phase as well.
That's interesting. So what type of probiotics are you using, or what's the blend?
We are using individual cultures. Mostly they are lactobacillus probiotics. There are two probiotics, the lactobacillus rhamnosus and lactobacillus paracase we are using.
Okay. And these are not commercially available at this time?
No, they're not commercially available.
And then you've been able to kind of see through from really the hatching all the way to the you know, to the grow out, to the at the farm, and then all the way to the fork for human consumption.
Yes.
And using these same probiotics.
Yes.
So I guess, where are you all at then in kind of the process for being able, sounds like you've gotten a lot of great results with them. So going with kind of taking the next steps with them.
So we are trying to how to mass product these probiotics so that we can have a commercial point of view.
Oh, that's great. And so thinking about probiotic application, so did you have challenges in kind of figuring out the right dose, or was all of this kind of, there was some background work that had been done, and then you were able to, on the dosages, and then you were able to know which ones to use for your dissertation work?
Yeah, we have done a lot of preliminary trials, especially even though we have a lot, large amount of preliminary data that is available in the lab from the previous research work that is done by various students. I have done personally with different probiotics and how they act on salmonella, because all the probiotics doesn't have the same efficacy towards controlling the salmonella. So sometimes even the,
right,
as you said, the doses might have an effect. Even if you have a minute, less quantity of dosage, they may not be viable lactobacillus present to have a control on the salmonella as well. So I think I almost spent an year to standardize all these doses and how we apply the treatment on these eggs to control salmonella and how much salmonella we are recovering from the eggs and stuff. So it almost took an year for me to standardize all these things before I start my main project work.
So in some of, at the points of where you looked at this probiotic application in the incubator, for instance, were eggs contaminated with salmonella in the incubator? And then, you know, and then they were maybe challenged again later in the phase, whenever they're in the grow out phase. Can you walk us through that just a little bit?
Yeah. So since I told you it's a continuous study where we have started with our hatching eggs and we continued all throughout the grow out phase, right? So we just inoculated the eggs during the hatching egg stage, where we inoculated different time points. We inoculated the eggs on day zero to simulate the incoming contamination even before they reached the hatchery. So once we inoculate the eggs, we incubated them in different incubators based on the treatment groups. And again, we re-inoculated the eggs on day 10 and day 18, because in hatcheries, we usually candle the eggs on day 10. And on day 18, we transferred the eggs from the incubators to the hatches to let them hatch on day 21, right? So there is a high possibility that eggs might get contaminated on day 10 or day 18. Maybe by the farm personnels who are infected with salmonella, or maybe due to contaminated equipment. So in order to simulate that contamination as well, we have re-inoculated the eggs on day 10 and day 18. And day 18 is the last point of inoculation of salmonella on these eggs. After that point, we have not inoculated any salmonella in the chicks or hatchlings or the growth birds. The salmonella that we have inoculated on day 18 was continued till the end of the study. So there is no need for us to inoculate the eggs at different stages of their lifespan.
I see. And at each point, whenever you inoculated the eggs with salmonella, did you apply the probiotic treatment at the same time, or you only applied it once?
No, we applied it at three different time points. That is also based on a lot of preliminary trials that we have done, because since we are already handling the eggs on day 10 for candling, so it will be feasible for the industry to apply the treatment as well on day 10. And when we are moving from day 18 as well, we can apply the treatment on day 18 as well also. So we have applied on day 10 and day 18, and based on that application, we found good results rather than single application on day zero.
Ready for more sustainable poultry production? New data suggests that decreasing bacterial loads in feed using Termin 8 supports enteric health, leading to improved performance. Gut health is more than a gut instinct. Learn more today at www.anatox.com.
And then taking it into the grow out, did you, I think you said that you have put it in the water, but have you looked at putting it in the feed, or did you test it in the feed as well?
No, we have supplemented with feed, not in the water.
Okay. You've supplemented in the feed. Okay, great. And then looking at it, using it in combination with any other products that might be commercially available, or anything else that you're, or maybe anything special about the diets when incorporating these probiotics into them?
Since we are working on probiotics and we want to see the effect of our individual probiotic candidates on salmonella control, the feed that we have used for our studies is completely devoid of any commercial probiotics, or they don't have any essential oils in them, which sure. might have an effect of the feed itself.
Sure.
So we took care of those things, and we have used a feed which is devoid of probiotics and essential oils in them.
Okay. And then you're able, has the feed been pelleted? Or are you able to see that your probiotics can withstand some of those commercial feed industry conditions?
It's a already pelleted feed. So we just have added our probiotics to the pelleted feed, which they don't undergo any stress conditions.
Sure.
So right now, so maybe once we standardize all the things, maybe we can include the probiotics during feed preparation process and see how the stresses will have an effect on probiotics and how they're going to affect on salmonella control as well.
Gotcha. And so right now it's just looking at it from a post-pellet liquid application.
Yes, that's gotcha. True. Yeah.
Awesome. So thanks for joining us today. We're about out of time. I guess, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners or viewers with?
First of all, I would like to thank Wellstrix for giving this opportunity, and I think it's really a great opportunity, especially for students to showcase their research. Other than the great platforms like the PSA IPPE, it's available all throughout the year in YouTube, and everyone can go and you'll gain a lot of attention and importance, I guess.
Timed right after you finish your prelims.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Praveen. And thank you all for joining us today. It's another episode of the Poultry Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.